This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. I'm Kevin Allen. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, welcome, and thank you. If you've listened before, welcome back and thank you. I'll be talking about film and TV news, including Universal versus theater chains following the video-on-demand release of Trolls World Tour, a new head writer for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. I also have reviews of the first three episodes of Defending Jacob on Apple TV+, and a review of the underwater thriller movie Sea Fever. You can find more Film Bookcast podcasts on film-book.com using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's get to movie news. So far, Trolls World Tour is the most controversial movie of 2020. Yes, you heard me. Here's what happened. Trolls World Tour, featuring the voices of Anna Kendrick, Justin Timberlake, Rachel Bloom, and James Corden, among others, debuted on streaming services on April 10th instead of premiering in theaters, which are closed down due to the coronavirus pandemic. The sequel to 2016's Trolls reportedly made $100 million in rentals in 3 weeks. It's good news for Universal, which owns the film. But theaters that were hoping for the cash Trolls World Tour would bring in missed out on quite a big payday. So now, AMC theaters and Regal theaters are refusing to show any Universal movies once their cinemas reopen. According to Variety, NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell says premium video on-demand releases for some movies will be a complementary element to traditional theatrical distribution. But Shell also feels that lots of people are watching movies at home these days, and studios will be foolish to ignore that fact. Movies that premiered on streaming services without a theatrical run will be eligible for the Oscars, but only for this year. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences announced the change on April 28th in response to how the COVID-19 crisis has impacted the film industry. Previously, a movie would need a minimum 7-day theatrical run in a commercial Los Angeles theater to be considered for film's highest honor. And the Academy is quick to point out that once the theaters reopen, a theatrical run requirement will be put back into place. Eligibility for the Oscars has been a major question in the movie industry, since stay-at-home and social distancing orders led to both the cancellation of major film festivals and the closure of movie theaters. The 93rd Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, are scheduled to be held in LA on February 28, 2021. New York City has begun early talks about how to get film and TV production rolling again. This week, the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment held two town hall meetings over Zoom to discuss what a restart might look like. Hundreds of filmmakers, craftspeople, producers, and executives logged on to weigh in on the safety and financial hazards that come with restarting production. So far, it's not clear when TV and films would start shooting again. But according to Deadline.com, many people in the industry think there'll have to be a period where procedures and protocols are being experimented with until a vaccine or reliable treatments are more readily available. The Big Apple is the global epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, with over 167,000 people infected and over 12,000 deaths. If you're itching to go back to the movie theater, you're not alone. According to a poll by The Hollywood Reporter and The Morning Consult, more than half of Americans say they'd take a trip to a theater within a month of their respective states meeting White House guidelines for reopening businesses. The Hollywood Reporter says the current hope in Tinseltown is that theaters will reopen in time for Christopher Nolan's Tenet on July 17th. Most theater owners appear to be on the same page, saying they won't reopen before late June. A couple that had been together for decades no longer had to keep their love a secret.
They've been in my life since day one, and they've always been anti-Terry and anti-Pat. Didn't know they were gay till 3 years ago.
A Secret Love on Netflix tells the same-sex love story of Terry Donahue and Pat Henschel by piecing together present-day footage and interviews with some old pictures. Because they feared the repercussions of coming out, the pair kept their relationship a secret for over six decades until 2009, when they were both in their 80s. The arrival of this documentary is a little bittersweet, as Terry Donahue passed away last year at the age of 93. Donahue is the same Terry Donahue whose time as a professional baseball player in the 1940s inspired the movie A League of Their Own. A Secret Love is available now on Netflix. Long before Hamilton and In the Heights made him a household name, Lin-Manuel Miranda was busting rhymes with his musical improv group.
We are Freestyle Love Supreme!
A documentary on those improv days, titled We Are Freestyle Love Supreme, is coming to Hulu on June 5th, according to Deadline.com. The documentary debuted at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year. A world-weary former bull rider becomes a mentor for a troubled teenage girl.
A bull rider, huh? You ain't gonna make no money in Bull Run.
Bull, starring Rob Morgan and Amber Havard, showcases a budding friendship between the two after Havard's character is caught breaking into the home of Morgan's character. Bull is available now on various streaming services. The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon as a new head writer, Deadline.com reports Rebecca Drysdale, who joined the show on April 13th, is taking over for Netta Swice. Drysdale has an impressive resume. She shares a Peabody Award and 3 Emmy nominations for her writing on Key & Peele, and most recently, Drysdale was the head writer for Nickelodeon's reboot of All That with Kenan Thompson. She's also written for Baskets on FX and HBO's High Maintenance. Drysdale has some acting credits as well. She's appeared on Orange is the New Black, Arrested Development, and 30 Rock. Late Late Show host James Corden is taking time off following eye surgery. Corden had been doing the show from his garage for the last few weeks. But on April 29th, the Late Show host tweeted he was recovering from minor eye surgery and is doing well. Corden promised to be back behind the desk in his garage very soon. Be well, buddy. Parks and Recreation fans have gotten at least a small taste of the reunion they've wanted. Almost the entire cast of the long-running NBC sitcom were back together Thursday night for a special benefit for the Feeding America organization. Without going into spoilers, the basic premise is that Amy Poehler's Leslie Knope is trying to stay connected with her friends and colleagues during a time of social distancing. General reaction on the web seems to be that it wasn't the show's funniest episode, but many fans think the episode felt like a hug from an old friend, and these days, I'd say that's worth a lot. Well done, Parks and Rec crew. Spy thriller Homeland is slipping into the shadows. The long-running series aired its finale earlier this week. Once again, no spoilers, but reaction to this appears to be way more positive than, say, the ending to Game of Thrones. The People's Choice Awards will be held on November 15th. Variety reports the award show will be held in the same venue in Santa Monica, California as last year, assuming shelter-in-place, stay-at-home orders, and bans on other large gatherings have been lifted at that point. Few events originally scheduled for that far in the future have been postponed or canceled. For instance, the Emmys are still currently planned to be handed out on September 20th. The People's Choice Awards will air on E! A small change of pace here as I take the time to review the first 3 episodes of Defending Jacob on Apple TV+. Chris Evans, who many will recognize as Captain America from the Marvel movies, stars as Andy Barber. He's a small-town assistant district attorney whose son is accused of killing his classmate.
The print we lifted from the victim is from your son.
Superhero movie fans should be warned this series is a slow burn. Don't expect any shootouts or car chases. But it's a slow burn in a good way. Most of us probably only think of Chris Evans as Captain America, whose optimism is endless, so it's nice to see Evans tackle a character who's unlike Cap and more broken and grief-stricken. The show jumps around in time, so you get to see how Andy, his wife Lori, who's played by Michelle Dockery, and their son Jacob, who's played by Jaden Martell, act before, during, and after the murder takes place. The audience goes along for the ride as the Barber family unravels and their friends and family turn their backs on them. Defending Jacob is an adaptation of a 2012 best-selling novel of the same name. Director Morden Tidlam, showrunner Mark Bombeck, and the cast have done a good job of bringing the emotional tension and trauma to the screen. Definitely worth a watch. Fans of the Deadpool movies will recognize a similar humor in the trailer for a new game show executive produced by the Deadpool star Ryan Reynolds.
Don't blink. Don't lose your grip. Don't be shocked. Don't.
Fun fact, Adam's salary is tied to how many times he says the show's title.
Don't, the physical game show hosted by Adam Scott, premieres June 11th on ABC. According to Deadline, contestants compete for cash by finishing tasks with one simple rule. Don't. Like, don't laugh, don't blink, don't look back. It's Adam Scott's first foray into non-scripted shows and Ryan Reynolds' first crack at producing a game show. The sheriff's deputies of Reno 911 are back to serve and protect. At least as much as they ever served or protected.
What's up, Biggs? How many guns you got in there?
50?
Quibi has revived the beloved Comedy Central series that profiled the fictional misadventures of the Reno Sheriff's Department. The entire original cast returns for Season 7. If you're not familiar with Quibi, episodes running 10 minutes or less are released daily through a smartphone app. Reno 911 heads back out on patrol on May 4th. The TV version of comedian Rami Youssef wants to change his ways.
I want you to be my teacher. I want to kill my ego.
How do I know I'm not just another one of your desires?
I don't want to have sex with you.
The trailer for Season 2 of Rami shows him seeking guidance from a new religious leader, played by Masharala Ali. The trailer suggests Remy's parents, sister, and friends will be back to help him along on his spiritual journey. Rami Season 2 hits Hulu on May 29th. This week's movie review spotlight is on Sea Fever, which is available now on streaming services like Amazon Prime Video and Google Play. I think the most interesting thing about this thriller is the parallels it has to the current COVID-19 crisis, which were obviously not intentional when the movie was being made.
It went into the water. We're all vulnerable to get infected.
Hermione Corfield stars as Sibohan, a marine biology student who likes books more than she likes people. Her mission to study biological patterns aboard an Irish fishing trawler starts off in a bad note when the ship's captain and his wife, played by Doug Ray Scott and Connie Nielsen respectively, notice Sebohan's long red hair, which is a bad omen among sailors. Things continue to go south from there. In short, a deep-sea monster latches onto their boat and begins spewing a poisonous green goo into the ship. Sebohan becomes the de facto brains of the group after an underwater dive to assess just how much trouble the ship is in. She then argues for quarantining the unknown sickness the monster is causing, while others panic and call for a return to civilization. How's that for timely? Director Nessa Hardman moves between the trawler's cramped quarters and open spaces on the deck to show how space can be either confining or comforting. But in standard horror movie fashion, the main character and the supporting cast aren't that developed. The ship's crew basically just serves as sacrifices to the monster. There are a couple solid jump scares if that's your thing, but there's certainly no surprises in how the plot progresses. If you're someone who likes horror movies and don't mind seeing a story where isolation and sacrifice are the best way to survive, check this out. But if you're looking for an escape from anything that might even be remotely related or remind you of the pandemic, you can pass on this one. Thank you for listening to this episode of Film Book Cast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Kevin Allen or Film Book Cast. You can also find me on Twitter at KAllenNYC. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, use the hashtag FilmBookCast. Tune in next week for a new episode of Film Book Cast. Thanks for listening. I'm Kevin Allen. And remember, you're the star of your own movie. Don't be afraid to shine.